Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
The Sacred Blessings of the Akashic Records. Understanding the Akashic Records. I want you to think about all of the stars in the Milky Way and begin to understand that the Akashic Records hold the records of everything, every thought, everything, all energy, everything. Everything that you can imagine and beyond. It's the DNA and the RNA of the universe. It's the record. It's the house of life. A storage house for knowledge. The library. A library of your soul's journey, and everything can be answered in the record. Even the why, the who, the what, and the where. It's a place where there is no time nor space. The lessons of the Akashic Record helps you to understand and overcome all which is challenging for you, all which is loving for you. It moves you beyond your pain. It moves you beyond your suffering. It releases you from your addictions, no longer to be held hostage by anything. It frees you. It helps you to understand that you are truly one with everything, one with yourself, one with your soul group, one with the universe, one with everything. And by simply reaching up, opening up the record helps you to transmute, to transform, to remodel, to rebuild, to resurrect the pure essence of life itself. To know that everything is possible, that anything that your heart desires is there. and that the real world does exist within inside of you, out of you. And you can have it. And you can have it all right here, right now. Right now. Right now. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the form you're listening from. I want to welcome you to The Remix here tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I do want to give out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and if you're an international listener and you're out there listening, and I know we have many international listeners out there listening from all over the planet and beyond, know that you can also call in as well. All you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. Going to give some very special international shout-outs in just a moment to everyone out there listening. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I also want to give you some cosmic directions if you want to find your way on over and come and join us in chat. Now, to get over to the chat room, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. So let me go ahead and give you those directions. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked into the chat room. I see you guys getting yourself situated in the chat room already, and so I want to welcome the Remix family in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. All you have to do is stroll down towards the bottom, click the link where it says sign up, tell us who you are, and you could come on in. And definitely come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room. They will make you feel welcome and right at home, and you're free to chat along as well. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys here with me on Sunday night. And as you know, tonight I'm going to be talking about sacred lessons of the Akashic Records and also doing some live Akashic Record readings here as well. I do want to also let you know it's Sunday night. And of course, you know what happens on Sunday night. Sunday night is the night where the Kim Deck orders go in. I want to take a few moments just because we have so many new people who are listening, and just kind of let you guys know that if you want to place an order for the Kim Deck, all you have to do is check out the show notes, because here in the show notes, I put everything in the show notes about the Kim Deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck that many of you all over the planet are using. There is no curb to this. It doesn't have any rules. It works off of your energy, so it really helps you to build your own psychic muscles. And you can go over there and you can read sort of the others who've been working with the deck, still working with the deck, and you can read what they have to say about the Know Your Magic, the Know Your Magic deck. And I'll give out those details there. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. I'm just a little I don't even know where the energy is, so I'll just say I'm in that flow. I'm really in that flow. So I want to thank you guys in advance for just kind of staying with me, and I'm reading all of your energy as we get ready to start opening up the show. And I just cannot wait to get on the phone lines and begin to talk to you and to share this lesson with you, this very sacred lesson that I've come to learn and I've come to understand about the Akashic Records that I've shared with many of you, and then also be able to do some readings tonight. I want to dedicate, of course, this show to Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And the reason I say that is because it was inspired by him. If you guys have not gone back and listened to the show that we did on Friday night, an amazing share always with Brother Bilal, shape-shifting into 2015 and beyond. It is a must listen to for anyone who's on their path, on their journey. And I want to say something also about that is, you know, we call it a spiritual journey, but I want us to kind of move a little bit more, elevate our frequency and our vibration on that, because it's not so much a spiritual journey, but it is a life journey. It is an endless journey. It is it's a soul's journey. So really, as we begin or continue for most of us on our soul's journey here tonight, because as we speak at this particular moment, there is a baby that is being born to someone in the Planet Remix. And so just sending love and light out as well. I also want to give birthday shouts out. One of my very dear God baby's birthdays is today, baby Nai-Nai. Hugs and kisses to baby Nai-Nai as well. She's in the Kim deck as well. So I want to begin, as we continue to talk about things tonight, just stay with me, and I know you guys will, so I thank you guys for that, to talk about what we're going to be talking about here. But I do want to remind you to go back. Tonight's show is being recorded, as well as all the shows here on the Remix, and listen to the show from Brother Bilal, Bilal the Experience, yes, to go back and download that show. Amazing show, shifting into 2015 and beyond. Just some powerful gems as always being dropped there. And knowledge not only for now, but knowledge you can take with you into the future. And that's what I love so much. So this show was inspired by that, and it was something Brother Bilal had asked of me to do tonight. And so I said, I think about it, and here we are. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I do want to talk about certain things. Hippie said that they're listening to the Remix on the train. What a better place to listen to the Remix. And and to be moving on the train, you know, something so symbolic when it comes to taking us through this journey. All right, you guys. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. So glad you're here. I see you're still getting yourself, look at you guys on the phone lines already, getting yourself all lined up. I do want to remind you also to check out the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's a lot of things going on right now, and I don't have to tell you guys that, but it's so many things going on, so many things we've talked about so many months ago, so many years ago. We're living in that time, and I'm going to help you to understand what's actually happening at this particular moment. I do want to give a big, big shout out to all of Planet Remix that is listening on this planet and other planets beyond. Welcome, and so glad to have you guys here. And then also, I want to just send love and light out to everyone who is, that's right, self-invested. We had our first session of the second session of Self-Invested Saturday night, and it was simply amazing. Beautiful to connect with so many powerful brothers and sisters who are self-invested, and what an honor for them to come out and for us to meet and greet. As you know, we're going to get ready to kick off Kim Biz and the infamous Kim Biz. Yes, we're going to be doing the Kim Business class for 4 weeks. We did the introduction last night, and it was amazing. so much positive feedback from everyone who's self-invested, and we are super excited. And you too can become self-invested for yourself or your family. If you want to find out more about it, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the details about everything that we do inside Self-Invested, and just how honored we are to all be a part of something that has really taken on a whole life of its own, a whole energy of its own, so powerful, and all of you guys showed up and showed out. It was simply amazing, 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 amazing. So Self-Invested, tonight's show, of course, we're talking about the Akashic Records. We're talking about you know, those ancient things that we're going to be talking about there. I'm going to be doing readings, and I must send my love out to all the amazing priestess. I did a priestess class, for those of you who don't know, with some amazing sisters all over the planet. And I will tell you, hands down, these are some of the most wonderful, learning, loving, growing sisters that this world has ever seen. And they are all divine in their work, and I'm just so, so proud of each and every one of these badass sisters that are out there, these beautiful, amazing priestess. And so I want to send love to them as well, to each one of the priestess out there. And I know that you guys are here. Many of you are right here, and it's so good to see your face and to see you here. Tonight, that does my heart well. It really does, to have all the priestess in the house. And yeah, there's some amazing sisters. You guys got to definitely keep reaching out to them. And yeah, as we keep going here tonight and talking about the Akashic Records and talking about the sacred lessons of the Akashic Records and really getting into what that means, what it is, and connecting with it, doing some readings tonight, and just kind of being in that space and being open to giving and receiving, which is so necessary and so important as well. So welcome to the remix, everyone. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I will say this. So many of you have tapped into digital rituals. So I want to take some time and talk about what digital rituals are. Digital rituals is something that myself and Brother Bilal came up with when we started to encompass a lot of the work that we've done. And we have set up a very sacred space called Digital Rituals. And I'm going to give that information out and let you know, because many of you have been over to Digital Rituals. And I don't know if you've been watching the news or looking what's happening on the planet, but y'all are causing a whole lot of shit to go on a whole lot faster than anticipated with opening up these portals and these gateways. Which is really, really beautiful. But I want to explain to you that whenever you go to any of the sites, whether it be Self-Invested, whether it be the Know Your Magic audio workbook page, whether you go to the Know Your Magic page where you purchase the cards from, or if you go to the Digital Rituals page, Badass Soul Sisters page, if you go to the Dump It page, if you go to the Facebook pages, any of those, I want you to understand that the process of making magic, the process of energy work, the process of opening up the gateways and portals is done way before that. So all of the sites are infused with energy, a lot of energy that we put into it, that instantly you start to receive that healing. You start to receive those openings. You start to receive that balance and that connection immediately upon sight. We coded it that way. We loved it that way. We put energy into it that way. So I got so many emails from you guys, particularly on the self-invested sites and all the sites, anytime we do the sites, but even particularly on the digital ritual sites. So many people said, oh my goodness, like when I went to the page, it just blew me away. Blew me away immediately when I went to the site. Well, that was really by a very sacred divine process that we have sort of patented ourselves, the whole team that works together, we patent it that way so that even if you're there and you're just looking, you're just there and you're looking around and you're on digital rituals, and let's just say you stumbled upon it, because I did get someone from the Netherlands who purchased everything on digital rituals. And she wrote to me and just was amazed at what she felt just by going to that sacred space. So even here on Planet Remix, this too is a sacred space as well too. And so I just want to share that with you and let you guys know that all of that, absolutely all of that was by design. It was really, really by design. And so we are just so thankful that that you guys recognize that. So I wanted to make sure that I pointed that out to you and to let you know that those things were by design. They are by design. We have coded them that way so that you can start to get what you need. Now, I want to talk about digital rituals for a minute because, of course, this is one of our new projects we've given birth to in a beautiful way, and let you know exactly what you can find there and how you can go over there. Everything is in the show notes, so no worries there. You can definitely go to the show notes and you can take a look. I'm going to put it there. But the digital rituals page is everything. It's raw, it's real, and there are no edits. Now, one of the things that I know that you guys are tearing the hell up, the Soul Body Workshop, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, for those of you who got a chance to experience real life alchemy, the things that are essential for building your soul body. Amazing. It's a workshop where me and Brother Bilal did this together. And basically the overall theme is about fuck being normal. Fuck being normal. This is about body building for soul level awareness in a big way. And we have tried and tested this soul body. And so we didn't think, so many people wanted us to sell this, wanted us to do this that couldn't make it. And we work by inspiration, and sometimes that could be looked upon as something being very challenging. It could be something that is very hard to do, and sometimes, I will be completely honest, it is. It can become very challenging sometimes because when our mind sort of kind of steps in and we want to do things just the way we want to do them and just do that and not really moving by what our spirit is telling us and not really moving by the inspiration inside of us, things can kind of get really, really mixed up, especially when we start to connect ourselves with universal energy, which is out here and it's floating all around you. And so immediately when you start to shift with inside of yourself and you're shifting in a direction you don't want to go, it is so much energy waiting to pull your ass in the wrong direction. So it can be challenging. It really can be. But the Soul Body Workshop is something that is here for you. It's not only here for you right now, but for 2015 and beyond, it is definitely here for you. It is here for you now and also all the way into the future. So I want you guys to take a look. That's there. You can purchase the Soul Body Workshop. And what more can I say? Oh, my goodness. Love Seminar. This is another one you guys are really, really loving. We did this Love Seminar, 7 Layers of Affection, myself and Brother Bilal. Powerful, powerful shit. Really just helping you to be able to have more tools, because this is critical. It's essential to where we are. It is necessary. These things are no longer becoming a part of your spiritual journey. It is becoming a part of your soul's journey. In fact, I'm going to do you one better. I even was having some conversations from some spirits who crossed on to the other side, and they have even purchased these things on Digital Ritual. They told me, Miss Blue, we even need this over here. I know you guys thought that once you leave here, that you don't have to go to school no more. You don't have to study no more. You don't have to learn lessons no more. But that's simply not true. Your ass has still got to study, and you still got to do things on the other side as well, too. So they even told me, damn, Miss Blue, I went ahead and purchased that, you know. So I was like, okay, that's beautiful. And so know that these things are there. And then I want to kind of take your attention back. If you remember, Brother Bilal went out to California where Brother Dietrich is. Brother Dietrich, just want to send some love to Brother Dietrich, Brother Johnny, and the whole crew out there in California doing it up big at the Perfect Union Wealth Center and just doing amazing work out there. They hosted an event where the Remix family, myself, the Remix, us here at the Remix, as well as the Perfect Union Wealth Center, sponsored Brother Bilal to come out there. Now, all I got to say is you need to go back and download. If you didn't hear about all of that stuff and the lies that have been changed from that particular workshop and what happened, what magic happened when Brother Bilal stepped on the soil inside of California, just amazing. There was my energy that was infused into that workshop as well, too, along with these amazing brothers working out there in California. And I did a spirit quest, what I call the spirit quest. And that spirit quest was called Chemistry of the Archangel Michael. This particular spirit quest was designed to tap into the chemisphere of your soul, to activate, to opening your universal gateway. If you want to find out more about this, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and download the show that myself and Brother Bilal did called Shifting Into 2015 and Beyond, and you can find out more about it. But that right there is enough to let you know that this particular spirit quest, and I do many of them, many spirit quests. Those of you who are here on the Remix, you know that I love doing spirit quests. I love taking us on this journey. This particular one is infused with some real special chemistry that helps you tap into the chemisphere, not just any chemisphere, but the chemisphere of your soul, so that you can open it up and you can begin to pull down. You can begin to connect with your soul's energy. That's also here. You can download each one of these individually, or you can do like most people. You can get them all if you choose. It's simply up to you. But I wanted to speak on this website because I've gotten so much feedback from everyone who's come to this website, just like you guys do for many of them. So this is a good time to talk about it with Digital Rituals and to let you know that nothing here is by chance. It's not by accident. It's not by guessing. It's not by pick and choose. It is really, really a well thought out, divine, sacred, patented process that we've developed. So that even if you're sitting there and you're thinking, as soon as I can, we made this so affordable, so that everybody can have access to this information. It's not about holding on to it. It's not about just keeping it sacred for a few. It's about making it available for everyone to be able to get. And so everything, just going to the site and looking at it, is really going to charge you up. It's going to help to clear you. It's going to help you to get back into your flow. So all of those things, the process begins as soon as you tap in. Just like coming here, just like coming to this very powerful portal here, as soon as you tap in, So Digital Rituals, I want to invite you to go over there, take a look, take a peek around www.missblueblast.com/digital-rituals-courses. And that's what you can find there. And many of you have done it. Woo! Y'all are on it, boy. Y'all are on it. I mean, that was one of the first questions we got in self-invested, how what we did in self-invested and what on the soul body, how these two came together. How amazing is that? So I am truly honored that we do have tools here that have been inspired by divine spirit, inspired by our very sacred soul group, which is each and every single one of you out there, that we're able to sit in that place of stillness, that we're able to be able to channel, to put aside our own things, for lack of a better word, to be able to produce this life-changing, life-shaking magic for you. So that's an honor. That's an honor. All right, everyone. So Digital Rituals, you definitely want to get yourself over there. I see you guys. You're jumping on it right now. going all over there, getting those Digital Rituals. And, what an honor. What an honor, you guys, just to be able to be over there, to be able to get that. So how beautiful is that? The Love Workshop is there, Seven Layers of Affection, the Soul Body Workshop, along with even the meditation, you know, the guided meditation with the Archangel Michael. Powerful. All right. So tonight we're going to be talking about sacred lessons of the Akashic Record. I'm going to tell you, you know, this was, like I said, a very, very inspired show for me to be able to do that. I want to start to talk about first, what is the Akashic Records? Because this is a meaning. It's not something I came up with. This is something that has been around since the beginning of time. And I want to talk about, so we can kind of get an understanding of when I talk about the Akashic Records, what it means to me. To date, I have done and I'm not going to go into all the numbers again, but well over 40,000 readings from brothers and sisters from all walks of life. And when I tell you all walks of life, I mean from every country imaginable to man out there. Sister Munya can tell you guys, you know, from being from these places yourself, from everywhere, from Russia, from remote places inside of Africa, all the way to the continent of Japan and China, taking it all the way to Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, going all the way to Belgium, Italy, Egypt, all the way from countries I've never heard of, Romania, doing readings in different places all over the world. Some of these places I've been to physically and other places I've traveled there astrally in the spiritual world. But just amazing brothers and sisters all over the world doing these readings. And so I want to begin to talk about what is the Akashic Record and what the meaning of the Akashic Record is. It is, the Akashic Record is sort of that place, or they call it the Thaw, the Hall of Records. That's another one. This is sort of my analogy that I use just from being in the records. It's like stars in the Milky Way, if you can imagine. And matter of fact, one of the important entrances or entry points into the Akashic Record is actually inside of the Milky Way. It holds everything. The records hold everything, every thought, everything. All of the energy has a place in the records. So I want you to begin to think about everything, absolutely everything. And if you could just sit there in your mind just for a second, and I want you to flash back and think in your mind every single thought that you've ever thought, every person you've come in contact with, every environment, place you've been, everything that you've heard, listened to, every song that you've heard, every time you look in the sky, absolutely everything. It is simply the DNA and the RNA of the universe and beyond. Some know it as the Book of Life, a storehouse of knowledge, the library, the Per-Unk. That's what it was called back in ancient Kemet, the Per-Unk. It is the Per-Unk of all souls. One of the things that I have learned about the records is that absolutely everything can be answered in the records. That includes the why. That includes the who. That includes the what. That includes the where. Absolutely everything. That even includes why the fuck. All of that can be answered in the records. It is the one place where there is no time nor space. So I want you to think about that. See, this goes beyond what we consider to be the astral plane or what we consider to be the universe, because inside the records, there is no time and there is no space. No time and no space. Absolutely none. When I first started going into the Akashic Records, here's one of the things that happened to me, because I sort of stumbled upon the records. And when I first started going in the records, I literally thought I was losing my mind. I thought I was losing my mind. I really, really, really want you guys to hear me on that. I thought I was losing my mind. And it was true. It was true. I was. And I did lose my mind. And it was a good thing. It was a good thing that I lost my mind, because there is no room in the records for the mind. The mind, in fact, cannot even get you into the records at all. The mind can't get you in the records. You can't. It was designed that way. It was built that way. It was set up that way. It was, its foundation was on that way. So after being told what and where I was, I started to do some research about what I've come to know as the Akashic Records. And I ran into all kinds of information, and I'm sure you guys know that is right. I know that you guys have done your research as well too. I felt so relieved doing the research that the ancestors and others had gone into the records as well. I felt so relieved to know that there were so many other people who had been in the records. Being in the records, that was a real relief for me. There was a relief that I wasn't totally, completely out of my mind. And I came across so many others that had been inside the records, you know? And I felt that relief. My main reason for going into the records was to understand, was to get to understand the records. So I spent a lot of time understanding things in my life, like my fears, my worries, my joys, my love, and just really understanding my life, my dreams, my desires. What was I here for and why? That was my main reason. I wanted to get to know the records for myself, of course, and then also understand the records so that I could share this information with others, share it with others, and really begin to just helping them to understand what I've come to understand about the records as well. I want to take you guys back, those of you here on Planet Remix. Before I stopped doing the Akashic Records, there was quite a few things that happened. And I want to take you back to a time period. This was around May 11th of 2013. There was really a lot of transformation that happened at this particular time that really kind of pulled me out. And this is when I said, okay, I'm not doing no more readings, no Akashic Record readings, no more readings. I'm stopping to do readings. Well, I haven't really shared this before, but I'm going to share this with you now, and I'll share more of that. I've told you some of the reasons why I stopped doing the records. I told you some of the reasons why. We know what got birthed out of that. But here's one of the things I want you to know is that I knew at that particular time, it was told to me by my spirit guides and the ancestors, that it was time to pack up, pack your shit, get things in order, because we were moving. That everybody was moving. It was in a meeting that everyone who was really able to get into the Akashic Records, they all understood and knew this. That all of the information in the records, what was happening is that the Akashic Records, as the planet Earth has known them, were going to be completely closed and shut down. That the records were closing. And that we were moving to a new space with the records. That the records were going to be archived. And the new records would be opened up, propelling us forward to the new world. This is even around the time that me and Brother Bilal did the Soul Body Workshop. And if you guys think about it, you will be able to understand and you will see the shift and hear the shift, not only in my tone, but also the tone in Brother Bilal's in that show that we did. And I gave you guys clues right around that time, around May the 11th of 2013. The records were closing. So I knew those, both that's connected to my soul group and others. When I began to look around, I knew who really was in that meeting that knew those records were closing for real, that they were closing, propelling us, getting us ready. We were packing up. We were going through a remodel. That's what we were told, a renovation. You know, those of you who watch HGTV, which is a channel I love, by the way, a renovation. It was an upgrade coming. And the records had to be closed. The records had to be shut down. So I couldn't do any more readings. I couldn't do any more coffee. And I was archiving, helping to archive these records. And so many beautiful things got birthed out of it. I was able to connect with some of the most amazing sisters on the planet. I was able to connect with the priestess. I was able to get self-invested. We were able to do the soul body workshop. We were able to do all of those amazing things. All of those. See, the Akashic Records, one of the things that's so powerful about it is that they can identify and release anything that we've created here, and begin to open us up to the realization of our divine self. Powerful. One of the most powerful tools that we have here on the planet. It's about transformation. It's about shifting. It's about changing. Because the Akashic Records are the matrix of our consciousness. And there's many different levels to the records. This is how you notice that when I started to speak about the Akashic Records after that time, everything was about the premier files. So have no fear. Because there's a lot of things that are going on right now. And this is how I want you to go ahead and to take what I'm telling you, what I've come to know, to take it what the world has come to know, and in your own personal work of what you come to know. I want you to take right now what's going on now, what's happening on the planet now. Everything that's happening on the planet now has been predicted, because all of this is in the archive files. everything that's happening right now, the earthquakes, everything that's going on right now, the wars that are going on right now. There's like 47 wars that are going on right now. The sinkhole that is actually going on, getting ready to sink, I think the sixth largest building in the world, is happening in Seoul. You don't get it? They are sinking the Seoul. It is going on in Seoul, Korea. I told you guys a few years ago, I told you guys back around May the 11th in 2013 that the ley lines have shifted, they have moved. See, all of these things that are happening right now, don't be fooled by what this 3D reality is telling you. What's going on now has been predicted in the archive files. Every great spiritual system, every great religious system, every great mystic, every great teacher has told the story of now. This is how you know the end of the records have already gone and came. Those records are closed. More people are leaving the planet faster than ever now. And they're leaving with their soul groups. They're not leaving onesies and twosies, and that's happening, but we are taking whole soul groups out. There was just an earthquake in China. And Griffin, I know I did that Akashic Record reading for you, and I know you've been over there digging around in China. China just had an earthquake. A whole soul group gone, just out of here. All kinds of things are going on. The waters are being clouded by green algae that's happening in Ohio. They're letting you know the records have closed. Things are moving. Things are changing. Things are shifting. They've already shifted. We did the show, myself and Brother Bilal. Welcome to the sixth dimension. People laugh. They say we're crazy. Y'all know what y'all talking about. We did that show. We've been shifted into the sixth dimension. We've been gone. I talked about a few years ago about the Aura Gen. I want you to think about this because all of these things are really showing you the signs, the symbols. They're there. So I knew all of this. I seen the origin when I first went in the premiere files, when I started telling you guys, no, we're not shifting into, I don't know what y'all are calling it, some year, the golden year. No, we're not shifting into that shit. We're shifting into the origin. This is the time of the origin. And you've seen all of these children, all of these babies. You see the youth, even Brother Bilal talked about in the movie Lucy. A youth revelation, a youth revolution, excuse me, youth revolution happening. Don't be confused by the word youth, because I know some of our remix listeners, I am so proud to say, we have some that are listening. We have a brother who's listening that's 102 years old that lives in Alabama, and my heart goes out to him because I had the honor and the pleasure of doing a reading for this wise soul that is here on the planet. But know that the youth revolution is what is inside. That lives inside of you. That's not just for those who are between the ages of 1 and 26. Whatever we want to call it, or 1 or 10. So we are all a part of the origin. I knew that going into the premiere files. This is where the new records are. The new records are moved. And so I don't want you guys back a while, and it even kind of got my feathers ruffled a little bit when they begin to start talking about how they were trying to bomb the pyramids in Gaza. And right now there's so much activity going on in Gaza. It's so much destruction that's trying to occur there. But my spirit guides and my teachers and the ancestors have assured me that those records are sealed there. And remember, anything that you can see above ground is also underground. The pyramid does not just go up, it also goes down. And I know that for a fact because I was in there. So they could never, ever, ever destroy. Absolutely, they could never, ever, ever destroy what our ancestors left for us. So I want you guys to understand and stay with me here. So the entrance of the records have been closed. They've been closed for a while now. There are new points of entry. And the new ones have opened up during this remodel, during this upgrade. So this is why I stopped doing readings, to really kind of acclimate myself and be able to do that. But I want you to just remember that time when that was happening back then. Working with Brother Bilal on the Soul Body Workshop, we discovered something that was some powerful shit. The Soul Body Workshop, while we were really going through the research and the downloads we had received to this, it helps you transcend challenges you face and things that you wish to create in here. But in the Soul Body Workshop, I don't want to go through this whole thing, but I want to tell you this. Is that the eyes are very important, because the same eyes you have now are the same eyes that you have had in a past life, in all your past life. This is why the cliche is statement of the eyes are the windows through the soul, why it's so important. Your eyes are the same eyes. They carry the same energetic makeup, shape, and size. It's coded the same. And I want you to think about this, because a glimpse of this really came out and really tried to help us understand this. And this is why I understand this movie, 7 Pounds, so deeply. Because that's a good explanation about the eyes. Remember in the movie Will Smith, he played the guy Tim, and at the end when he gave, the eyes were given away, and the girl, she realized that he had those eyes when it was a transplant done, because your eyes are the same. So that came out in 2008. I just want to let you guys know that it's so much when we start to talk about the Akashic Records and just how things begin to kind of filter themselves out. By the time most of it gets here, it's already way past that. We know that. So take a look. I want you to take a look around. Think about how many years we've been talking about here on Planet Remix, about the origin. There's a movie that comes out, that's coming out, that they did about this whole thing called iOrigin. I just feel like we need to get royalty checks. Royalty checks from Lucy, royalty checks from The Origin, and many, many other remix shows that have been done right here. We know they're listening, because it's well over 2 million and climbing to 3 million. We'll hit that very soon to hear people listening. It's certainly just not us right here. So now, as we begin to talk about this, it's one of the things that I want us to do right here. We're going to do some openings before we actually go to the phone lines, and we'll be talking about those things in the Akashic Records. We'll be talking about that. we'll be talking about all of these things. It's going to be a lot of things happening. We have a lot of hurting people on the planet, and I want you guys to be able to find the love in your heart to know that sometimes when people don't want to be present, when they don't want to face things, when they don't want to look at things, it's because they ask is hurting so bad deep down inside. And a lot of them have come back to do this work. They've come back to be distractions. Some people walking around are simply just antennas. That's all they are. They can't do anything else. They are merely, it's almost like trying to pick up a Wi-Fi signal. That's their only fucking purpose, is to be a Wi-Fi signal. And anything, any low vibration, because most of the time that's what they're picking up, that's all they're able to broadcast. They can't broadcast light. Light don't live inside of them. They can only broadcast the opposite, distractions, destruction. Look around. They're easy to pick out because usually there's only one or two that's around you. That's it. That's it. Because if it's more than three or four of them together, they will destruct themselves. They'll kill themselves. They'll start to battle with each other, and they'll self-destruct. So I want you to definitely make sure that you stay grounded, that you stay in your heart's energy, that you stay in that place. Because there is always going to be distractions around you. But the beautiful thing about the time that we're in right now, and never before, I cannot stress this shit enough, never before in the history of planet Earth have we had the opportunity to get with this. Or to get with that. We can live in that low world, 3D world, that old world, or we can be over here in the new world. It is simply up to us. And we will have double-minded people that can't make up their mind, and one minute they want to be over here in the old world, and one minute they'll be over here, but eventually that will take its own tides. So you'll have an opportunity to be able to be in that place, to be able to raise your vibration, your frequency. And one of the ways that you can actually do that is by simply understanding what's in your records. That's one of the most powerful tools on the planet, hands down. The records. And sometimes what you got to do is when you see shit, you got to get rid of it. When you see bullshit, you just got to get rid of it. You can't let it stay around and just stink up the whole place. You know, it's like having some old fish in a bag. Sometimes you got to get rid of it. Sometimes you got to ignore it. Sometimes you got to take the trash out and you got to dump it. That's why we created Dump It. Because sometimes you got to dump it. You do. So there'll be some trash that gets dumped here tonight, I can assure you, real soon. Real soon. And then there'll be some that will just be able to take this energy and be able to use it to elevate themselves and to really step up in their own light and be able to move past it as well. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Well, talking about the sacred lessons of the Akashic Records tonight. I'm going to be going to the phone lines here in just a short moment. There is something else here that I was thinking about doing, and we're going to see if we can do that right now. We're going to, you know, as we get ready to get started, I want to do this. We're going to do this live. I want you guys to just open up all of your energy centers really quick as we get ready to start. All right. Yeah. As we get ready to start, we're going to open up our energy centers and just kind of open our energy centers up nice and, you know, just really open them all up. And I'm just going to take you through. I'm not going to use any music or anything here because I want you to be able to just be able to work with the energy of the soul group that's here right now. I'm reading the energy out there, and I'm excited. I'm excited to go into your records. I'm excited to connect with you on the phone lines because we're going to be doing that here in just a moment. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of beautiful things that are happening, and a lot of things that are going on as well. So we're going to begin so we can open up this. And I want to tell you, as we get ready to start, you know, you don't have to be doing anything special, but I do want you to just be in a place where you can just kind of relax yourself, you know, just kind of be in a place where you can be in a good spot and you can kind of relax yourself and just feel your flow, just feel your flow. So let's start. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start. We're going to open up all of our energy centers, and it's going to be a lot of things that you're going to begin to feel. We're going to start from the top, and we're going to pull the energy down, and I'll tell you why in a minute. You're going to feel some portions of this where you may start to feel some very warm energy, and some of it may feel extremely freaking cold. Some of it may be some cold energy. There's nothing wrong or right. Try to, you know, just kind of relax and focus on your body right now. Focus on your energy center. We're going to take a second and we're going to connect with all of the energy center that is here and setting that intention for sound, love, and light from everyone in Planet Remix here, just kind of pulling that energy down as we continue to go and move into that space. So I want you to just begin to relax yourself, and you're going to start out with a blue electric light, and this light is going to start right above what would be called your crown chakra. So you can imagine just holding your hand up, and I want you to imagine holding your hand up as far up as you can go, and that's how you're going to know that you are coming into that energy above your crown chakra. And as you do that, you're going to have a blue electric light. Just allow that light to slowly begin to spiral itself down, almost as if it is making sort of a large seashell. And imagine that seashell like it is spinning backwards. It's going in a counterclockwise motion. And just have that spinning light just continuously flow down, all the way down, as you see this electric blue light as it begins to come in. And as this light begins to come in, that's it. What we're going to do is we're going to take a nice breath, and we're going to breathe in. You're going to breathe in, when I say begin, through your mouth, and then you're going to breathe out as much as you can through your mouth again. So you're going to do this breath, and we're going to do it together because we're going to be breathing in. And with this breath of coming in, you're going to feel this electric blue light as it begins to spin around all the way up in your crown chakra. So the light is still in your crown chakra. On the count of three, we're going to go ahead and take our breath in. I want you to kind of release any sounds. Allow that movement to move through your body freely. Whatever it sounds like, just feel comfortable and go with that flow. So let us begin. One, two, three. Breathe in. There you go. Hold it and breathe out. That's it. Do it again. Breathe in. Hold it. Now breathe out. Perfect. One more time. Breathe in. Hold it. That's it. It's still spinning the blue electric light around your head. Now breathe out. Now, some of you may feel the warmth that is coming in, and that's okay, because what it's doing in that energy center of your crown chakra is it's moving itself all around your pineal gland, and what it's doing there, you may feel some coolness there. It's activating that. It's cleansing that. It's expanding that. It's really opening up your center of what I call to be, being safe, knowing that you're loved. It's really that place where all becomes one. It is the first glimpse of connecting yourself with the oneness. Now, allow that light to keep spinning itself down. It's coming down to what we know the third eye to be. This is the place of projection. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself here. This is almost like going through a remodel or an upgrade of yourself. So all this information that you've been taking in over the last couple of years, I don't care how long you've been on this path. This may be your very first day, but you have this embedded in your DNA. It's in your physical. It's in your spiritual DNA. It's in your Akashic records. At this particular point, what's happening is you're going to activate all of this. You're going to upgrade yourself. So those distortions that you've been having in your body, maybe it's certain food that you're eating that you're not able to digest, what you're going to do is you're going to upgrade yourself. Upgrade yourself of how you're projecting yourself out in the world, so all of this can merge, this new information. It can come in and it can begin to flow within your energy. So as this blue electric light begins to spin itself around the third chakra, there you go, around the third eye, it's going around the third eye. You can feel it flowing. You can feel the energy. So now I want it to gradually begin to move itself down into your throat, the portal of where all communication, whether that's verbal communication, energetic communication, whether that's communication through your body language or your thoughts, whether those are downloads that you're receiving or whether they're things that you're projecting out, whether it's communication that's being given to you or communication that you're giving out, I want you to see this electric blue light as it begins to spin itself around. It's spinning itself around in this area, and it's upgrading, it's clearing all of this. Now, I want you to add a golden light. I want you to see a gold light as it begins to infuse itself. And like two snakes coming together, you see this electric blue and you see this golden light begin to coil itself together all around your throat chakra. That's it. As it begins to move itself in this particular area, staying right there. Perfect. Allow that energy to just begin to fill itself up. And so next, what's coming up is that it is moving itself to what we call, and you guys know what this is, the high heart. The high heart is so important because this is really the regulator of where all of this love and all of this unconditional love, the love for yourself, where you can get into this flow, where it can balance out the energy, where that comes. This is the place of that. Really, before you get to the heart, have it go all around. That's it, the thymus gland right there, just making its way all around there. Yeah, and the great thing about this is just watch the energy. Allow it to flow because it knows where to go. It knows exactly where to go. And so now take this blue and electric blue light and this golden light and allow it to flow inside of your heart. right there, spinning itself around and around inside of your heart, wrapping itself around, going in all through. The beautiful thing about doing, opening these energy centers this way is that we're not sending out any negative energy. We are transmuting energy. So anything that you need to release, whether it's sadness, whether it's some pain that you may be experiencing, whether that's physical or whether that's emotional or whether that's mental, it doesn't matter. You're not sending negative energy out. You're transmuting this energy. You're bringing it back to the core essence of who you are. You are upgrading your system to who you truly know who you are at this moment. Allow that energy to begin to infuse itself in your heart because it knows exactly where to go. And so next, as that energy begins to go and it fills up your belly, it fills up your torso, and you can see it, you can feel it, you can feel this energy, you can feel the coolness for some of you, you can feel the warmthness of some of you, and even you can see it as it begins to flash itself outside of your body. Next, you're going to go to the sacral chakra. That sacral chakra for brothers and sisters is a little different, but I want you to begin to just see that energy as it begins to spiral itself all around, making sure you take care of the front and the back, making sure that it covers you everywhere. Just, I want you to sit there for just a second. Just sit there as you begin to see this energy as it begins to spill itself down, down, going lower and lower, getting closer to the solar plexus, closer to the solar plexus. And now the solar plexus and the sacral chakra, both of these two energy centers here together, right there together, mixing themselves up, entwining themselves together, where you can feel all of this energy, all in your belly, all throughout your whole complete belly. This is also where the solar plexus is where this is the records are held. This is where the seat of your emotions are. This is where you have all of those feelings and emotions. And anything that needs to be transmuted, anything that needs to be understood, even though you don't know the answer at this time, it can be felt for you here. You can find that place of peace and calm. You can find it here as it begins to push itself down. You see the light as it's going down and down and down. I want you to stop right when you get to the edge of your waist. Stop right there. Don't let the light go any further, because now we're going to begin to use red light. We're going to use an electric red light. And this red light, I want you to see it as it begins to shoot down your legs. This is erasing all of the fear that you have inside of you. I want you to see what you want to see inside your life right now. I want you to create your life right now. I want you to now start to take a moment and focus on anything that can bring a smile to your face, whether that's looking at your children or a baby, whether that's seeing yourself, whether that's doing what you desire to do, whether that's just being on the beach, whether that's sitting in the chair and feeling the wind blow. I want you to smile. If you can't find anything to smile about, I want you to begin to think about being supported by the whole planet Remix, myself and the rest of us here, seeing that we are supporting you. And I want you to just focus on how can you make those things that are bringing your energy down, making you feel so low, how can they get better than what they are right now? I want you to begin to get in that place so you can feel the what ifs. And you can allow that energy to begin to rise up inside of yourself. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel it. I want you to see yourself at the end result. You don't have to think about, we do way too much thinking in our minds. You don't have to think about how it's going to happen. You don't have to work out all of the details. You don't have to do all of that. It's just about you to understand it. So whatever it is, whether that's health, whether that's joy in your life, whether that's a class you want to take, whether you have money issues, it doesn't matter. Absolutely no worries. And now I want you to see that golden electric red light as it begins to shoot out through the bottom of your feet and begin to anchor itself down into the earth. Allow it to go down. Allow it to find its way down, 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 down in the crevices of the earth as far as it can go and anchor itself there. Anchor itself there. And just take a moment to sit back and just put a smile on your face and just relax. Just relax. You've just opened all of the energy centers in your body that need to be opened for you. You've opened that. You are safe. You are loved, and you are in a good place. So just feel that light, feel that love, feel that energy as it begins to spill inside of you, all throughout you. You've opened everything that needs to open. And so now giving and receiving is going to be so much more easier for you. If you've had your eyes closed, I want you to open your eyes. You can definitely start to bring yourself back. And and know that you've opened your energy centers. I would love to hear from you guys. If you're in the chat room, I definitely want you to tell me how that experience was for you and how you are feeling now. I'm going to give you guys a second to come on back because I know that was quite a journey there. And I see Christina said, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Amazing. Amazing. Yes. Yes. I want you to feel that. Yes. I want you to feel that. And know you can always go back and you can download that. It will help you to open, to cleanse. Yeah. Yeah. And Hippie says, for some reason, she has tears in her eyes. Yes, I've heard that before as well. Griffin says, he loves it. Explicit said, I feel relaxed. Beautiful. Athena said, wonderful, very calm, very open. And so now you're in the place where you're going to be broadcasting. So tonight we're all broadcasting live from Planet Remix. Kylie Mars said, I felt like a huge volcano of energy just been letting go, relieved. I had tears too as well. It was extraordinary. Someone else said, tears fell as soon as they opened her eyes. Erica said, wide open, I feel my heart beating. So beautiful, you guys. So very beautiful that you did that. Let's see. Shady said, I feel the warmness and a little internal shaking. Yes. Eye of Kemet said, calm, relaxed, and happy. Tears, warm. Esther says, she feels the sense of clarity. Beautiful, beautiful. Afia said, I felt a heartache on my right side. He said, I love this. I felt the energy exploding out everywhere. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Griffin says he felt his energy going smooth out. Smoothing you out, you felt your energy. And I hear you guys from all over. Wanda says, I felt cool energies and tears as well. Very powerful. I thank you guys so much for that, for doing that. Because one of the things I want you to understand, Light Knight says they are very grateful. Anne says she feels much lighter. But one of the things I want you to know, we did this as a group collectively, as a soul group. So not only did we clear our energy, we cleared the energy and opened the energy even wider for Planet Remix as well too. So that's the beautiful thing, the very, very beautiful thing about it is that we did this for all of us. We did it for ourselves. And the beautiful thing of the time that we're in right now is that we're doing this for ourselves and everyone who's in our soul group, whether it be here or our soul group that we have, you know, with our families, people we work with, people we love, we're in relationships with. We did that for them too, as well too. So just really, 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 really Beautiful, wonderful stuff. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Yes, I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I'm going to go to the phone lines. We're going to do it now. We're going to do some Akashic Record readings as well. We're going to do some readings here tonight. We're going to get into that, sacred lessons of the Akashic Record. When you guys get ready to come on, know that you have already set the intention of what it is that you want, and that you're seeking the clarity. And when you come on, I am truly honored. And whoa, look at you guys on the phone line. I feel like I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do all this by myself tonight, you guys. Oh my goodness, wow. Okay. Ooh, okay, all right, yeah. All right, we can do it. We can do it. That's okay. I just kind of get in that zone, so I thank you guys for being so patient with me as well as we get ready to get into this as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to jump around. I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to pick some callers on the line, and I'm just going to kind of go from there, and just be ready when you get on the phone lines for us to just get ready to do it, all right? All right, we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code. It looks like caller number 352 calling in from area code 209. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Desiree, calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you, Desiree, calling from California.
Thank you. I'm still smiling. That was so magnificent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You were able to just cleanse and be able to be
yes,
in that place.
Yes, I needed that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me, Desiree, what's so for you tonight? What's on your mind? And we'll get ready to dive right in it. I want you to just kind of talk to me about what's going on, and we'll just kind of go from there. You're the first person, and so we're going to go from there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just my path. I'm here and there, and doing this, doing that, and enjoying the journey, but yeah. I'm wondering, really, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about a couple of things, and one of the things that I want to tell you is I want to start because I'm gonna talk to you about where you are right now. One of the things that's interesting about the records is I'm gonna go into the Premier files, which is a little different than the Akashic Record readings. So I'm gonna talk about it from the perspective of the Premier file. So I want to start talking about it like this. Right now, what is needed for you is you're struggling with, and I'll use this word because I think you'll understand it best, is balance. You're struggling mm-hmm. with balance. How do you balance these things out? You've done, God damn, you've done so much shit. You're a powerful sister. You've studied a lot of things, and you've done a lot of things in your life, you know? And, you know, I'm in your records, and I'm just kind of going through your records here, and I see that I'm going to talk about what is impacting you right now. But I also want to go back. I want to go back because here's the thing. We have so many past lives, and most of the people, I will say 99% of the people that I've done readings for, past life readings for, have many, many different past lives. And you're one of those. You've had many, many past lives here. And the one thing that keeps getting you is satisfaction. You know that song, I Can't Get No mm-hmm. Satisfaction?
Right.
That's you. You can't get no satisfaction. But I want to kind of take you back to a past life so that you can begin to understand why it's very difficult for you to begin to get satisfaction. And interesting enough, this particular past life is going to take you back to what we would call right now. And interesting enough, we have, I work with a sister who's one of the priestess that's from here. It's going to take you back to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you've had any interest, but I'm sure you have.
I do.
Oh, yes. I know
yes.
you would have.
you. And this is why I want to talk to you about the records. And so you're Desiree, you're right on it, because the beautiful things about the records and being in the premiere files is that we all have been able to have a glimpse of it. You understand? Mm-hmm. And we know it because it kind of nicks us at the core. And so Morocco, you were in Morocco, and you were an amazing, beautiful dancer in Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And you danced. And not only did you dance, but you also had a family, and you were married, and you had 5 children.
Okay.
Beautiful, 5 children. And interesting enough, you had 4 boys and 1 girl. So you had 4 children, and you were there. You loved to dance. That's what you did. And when you wasn't dancing, you were working with dyes and colors and fabrics.
And I love
and
that.
Making, do you love that now? Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You see where these come from. Making these beautiful things that look like magic carpet, silk, cloth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they look like. Beautiful with colors and everything. But what happened one day is when you were making one of these beautiful, beautiful scarves, you took this scarf and you took it to your husband. And at the time, your husband was going through a lot of different things because of his work and what he was doing. And so he traveled a lot, and he dealt with a lot of different, he dealt with some sort of fruit that he would carry with him, and he worked a lot out in the fields, and he sort of was like, he sort of was a trader, and he would take a lot of your items and he would take things. Well, he took some of your scarves and he took them into town, and you were so super excited about it. But when he took them into town, nobody wanted them.
Mm.
And that crushed you. That crushed you. You couldn't understand. What was it? What was it about these, your, what you were making you didn't want? So your husband forbid you to make any more scars because he felt it was a waste of time because nobody wanted to buy that from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were forced to do other work and not do the work that you love, but deep down in your inside, when nobody was looking, when you had free time, you went back and you started making scars again. And so this is a big part of what is impacting you right now in this life, is that satisfaction. You don't feel that you're good enough. You don't feel that you can see your growth enough. You don't feel that it is enough. It's hard for you to be satisfied with something. And so a lot of projects, a lot of things that you're working on, the world has never seen it because to you, it's not good enough yet.
Okay. It makes sense why a lot of things aren't happening.
So you have to be able to see yourself as you grow. You have to be able to see that. See, what's impacting you right now and what was impacting the past life that was impacting you 4 or 5 years ago? 4 or 5 years ago, the past life that was impacting you was about abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
You was a little boy, and you were living on the ivory coast of Mauritania, what we know Mauritania to be right now, in Africa. And your mother and father left you. They abandoned you to go look for work. So what was happening 4 or 5 years ago, because you were really dealing with some strong abandonment issues? I want you to see how multiple past lives, and when we work ourselves through one past life, then other things begin to show themselves.
Right, because my mother did that. My mother left me to work, too, in this life. So.
Yes. And you see how sometimes these things repeat themselves from different situations. You're not a boy in this life, you're a girl. And this time when your mother left you, you were a lot younger than you were when you were back in Mauritania.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're in a good space, moving yourself forward. What's going to come up for you is you have to know how to be satisfied with yourself. And I'm not talking about satisfied because I don't want you to get this twisted, like you can never be happy, like nothing is good enough for you. That's not the judgment you put on other people, but it's the judgment you put on yourself, which is even more harmful.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So here's some things before I let you go. I want you to sit down and I want you to think about you. And I want you to think about what you want to do, because right now you're being stifled by fear of satisfaction. There's a part of you that's almost afraid to do what you want to do. You're creative. You want to create. You want to be able to say, I made this. You want to be able to put your name on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to work with that. I also want you to go back and I want you to do some more research on Morocco. And take a look at some of their earlier times. Take a look at more of their culture. I know you're already embedded into it. I know you already kind of have a good familiarity with it. Get you some Moroccan oil. Take it and put it on your third eye and begin to meditate with that. And I want you to work on that.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I don't want to dump too much on you guys. I just kind of want to give it to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Denise calling from California.
Okay. Greetings to you, Denise from California.
Greetings. I'm so excited that you got me. I'm just excited I got in.
Okay, well, beautiful. I'm glad you got in, too.
Yes. So, what do you want me to say, tell you?
Well, I it's really not anything that you have to say, Denise. One of the things I want to talk to you about, this is a past life for you, and this particular past life is going to actually take you to what we know to be what we know ancient Rome to be. And in this particular past life in ancient Rome, you actually was a woman in this particular past life, because we you know, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that we've had all of these lives and we've only been one thing. I mean, you know, literally I go into the record, sometimes people are animals, sometimes we're things. We're all kinds of stuff. We're elements. We've been elements before. We've been all of those things. But I want to talk to you about this life in ancient Rome. And you was a woman in ancient Rome. And in this particular past life, you worked in what looked like a... Gosh, it looked like some sort of store where they sold statues and different artifacts and different art. Mm-hmm. Do you have me on speakerphone?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, because I'm getting some feedback from you. But you worked into, in this particular, like a store. You worked in this store. You worked there. And you did a lot of work in the back. The family that owned the store particularly the man that owned the store, he would get drunk often. And he owned a lot of bathhouses and things of this nature. Your family had you working there because they needed the money. And one of the things that was your mother's greatest fear is that she never wanted any of her daughters to be pulled into the world of prostitution. Mm-hmm. And in this particular store, what happened is one night while you were working, the owner came in with him and a group of guys, and he made you strip naked in front of all of them. And you were embarrassed. You were so embarrassed that you left there, you left the city, and you went, and you sort of kind of lived out in the wilderness. And sort of became like a peasant. So I want to talk about how that's impacting your life here, Denise. And here, one of the things that really is kind of clouding you at this particular time is that you're being locked down by embarrassment. You don't want to do nothing that embarrasses you. That's one of your greatest fears, is to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see, because you're such an intuitive sister, that it's starting to stifle you in your life and what you want to do. Because what you really want to do inside and what you're doing is not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be embarrassed. This particular past life is really what's holding you back. And so you, even in your younger years, very, very shy about your body, very, very shy about people seeing you.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Very, very shy about that. And even to this day, about even standing up for yourself, even speaking up for yourself, even just kind of taking the lead when you know you should. So it's time now. Because things that have come up at this particular time, you know, people are requiring you to use your wisdom. And you know the answers. You know it. But you don't want to say nothing because you're thinking, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want somebody to call me crazy. I don't want to be acting like Miss Blue. So all of those things, I want you to begin to write down, especially those things when it comes to your vision, especially when it comes to those things, when you start to feel that sensitivity come over you. But it is definitely time for you to come out of that mode of allowing embarrassment to lead your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it anymore. Because what you're doing is really just calling more embarrassment to you. This is why you have things in your life that you've been embarrassed by. That you don't want to tell anybody. But I want to talk to you about something else that you're also so very embarrassed by. And I want to talk to you about the child that's not here.
Okay, I don't know what you mean.
Are you still with me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How many children do you have right now, Denise?
Two.
You have two children.
Mm-hmm. A boy and a girl.
Say it again.
A boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. Mm. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk to you about the child that's not here.
Okay.
And I want you to just use your wisdom when it comes to thinking about that, when it comes to how you see yourself with that.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the embarrassment out of the way. Move the embarrassment out of the way. Stop holding yourself back from things that you think may or may not embarrass you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the goddesses I want you to start working with that really will help you with this embarrassment and really to get this energy to lift itself off of you is the goddess Aset. And to begin to study the goddess Aset and connect with that energy. It's a lots of mother loving energy. It's she's all about magic. She's definitely about that. And you know, really can let you know what she thinks about embarrassment. Because that's the thing, embarrassed by shit. Nothing.
So I just have a question about, you said the child that's not here. Like, is it, like, in the, that, like, the child is in the spirit world? Or, because these are the only two pregnancies that I've ever had. So, I'm not. Mm-hmm. So, it's the child to be that's not here?
I'm going to let you ponder that. I'm going to let you ponder that. Because you wouldn't have had to ask that question. I'm going to let you ponder that.
Okay.
It's for something in the future. So I want you to just remember this conversation.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, Miss Blue, you are too much.
See, I told you was an intuitive sister. You know what I mean.
I do.
Well, peace and love. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah, hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 585. Okay, we'll come back to 585. 585?
Yes. Hi, Miss Blue. This is,
Yes? Can you cut your computer?
Can you hear me?
I can, but can you cut your computer speakers off from me? Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Who's on the line, please?
This is, Umi from Rochester.
Okay.
Yes.
Greetings to you, Umi, from Rochester. That's Rochester, New York?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Uh-huh.
Wow.
All right, Umi.
Ms. Blue.
Yes.
What is going on? Oh, boy. I think that I could say that I've had so much going on.
Yes, yes, I would agree.
Oh, so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And it's like I kind of lost myself.
Yeah, yeah, it happens. Happens to the best of us. I got to make you laugh. It happens to the best of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I want to tell you is that this is going to get lighter for you. It's going to get much, much lighter to you. I want to talk about where we are with it right now. I want to talk about where we are right now, and I want you to give yourself some time, but I want to tell you this. This is a message from one of your ancestors. I believe this is your father. Is your father passed on?
No.
Did you have someone else who was kind of like a father figure to you? Because he looks way too young to be a grandfather, unless you had a young grandfather.
No, not my father. Well, I'm thinking of someone, yeah. My mom's brother.
Okay. Was he more like a father to you, kind of?
Well, no, but we've had some life and death experiences together.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And he's passed on?
Yes.
Yeah, and how long he's been gone? A couple of years now?
A couple of years.
Yeah, okay. This is him. All right. And I'm going to tell you a message because he showed up right away, and I'm looking at him. He's a handsome brother. he's a handsome brother. And he said he has a message for you, and I'm going to give you that message because he's like, Miss Blue, you got to tell her this, and don't before you do all that Akasi record shit, you got to tell her this. And I said,
ooh,
okay, well, what is
like
it?
Sound like him?
Yes, he's very adamant. He's like, no, tell her this. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell her. He said, you got to move on. He said, you're going to know exactly what that means. You've got to move on.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
I do.
Yeah. He said he knows it's hard, but you got to move on. You got to move on. And I see him. I see him walking. I see him walking. He's walking away with his back turned. He's walking away because there's so many situations he said he's in disgust with. It's so much shit that's going on that is pissing him off. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what's at the core of this and how you can get out of this circle jerk here. This circle jerk is happening because of a past life that has to do with you. And in this particular past life, it's pretty ancient. This past life is going to take us back to ancient Kemet. And in this particular past life, you was a man. And in this particular past life, you would be what we call today a police officer, where you went around and you handled domestic disputes. And you handled family issues. You would write the reports. You would take the notes for what was happening in these family issues, because that's what they did back then. And what happened is you had your own domestic dispute. And instead of you go and face the counsel of it, you decided not to do that. And you left. You walked out on your family and you completely left and turned your back on your family. So what's happening? What past life is showing up for you now is the past life of pride. So a lot of these things are happening because of your pride and you trying to belong, you trying to fit in, you trying to make things happen when it's not your place. I need you to talk to me now.
I don't know what to say to that, because I think that I'm just the opposite.
You are. You are in this life. You are so much the opposite that it's still pride. You're trying so hard to do the right thing beyond a shadow of a doubt, to forgive. You're doing all of these things to forgive, to forget, to let go. This is why your uncle is saying, stop it. You can't keep living like this. You cannot keep doing this, because it's killing you inside. This is not who you are.
It is. No.
It's killing you. It literally is killing you. Do you know pride holds ties to your health, to your physical health? So you're trying to make up for something in a past life. This is why these past lives are so, these readings are so critical. So you can understand why you're doing it the opposite so much.
Oh, I got that, Miss Booth.
I know you do.
Oh, boy.
I can see your energy just changing as we're speaking right now. This is why they're so powerful, because it causes instant transmutation, instant transformation, instant upgrade. You just had an instant upgrade. It didn't take years. It didn't take counseling. It didn't take pills. It didn't take alcohol. And it didn't take death. So that's it. That's it. And your uncle is around you. Your uncle wants you. You got to move on from this way. Allow your upgrade to come in. It doesn't not make you the loving person you are, because I could just, I see your heart chakra. I see it. I feel it. It's there.
Oh, thank you, Miss Blue.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So I want you to take some baths. I want you to relax. I want you to go back and download the show and do the beginning exercise. Open up, clear your energy. Keep clearing it out. It's going to come to you. Again, y'all are some badass sisters on the line, because you're another very intuitive sister. And I want you to see, I want you to understand that all this love, all this that you're going so far and beyond to just do the right thing, that this is pride driving this. Yes. Bet you never looked at pride as getting the same.
No one could ever told me it was pride.
Yeah. That's why the records, the premier files. I want you to go back, study ancient Egypt, study those things. Study those things when it comes to how they handle domestic disputes and things between families, one family member and another family member, things that happen in the community, things that happen at work, things that happen in relationship. Go back. I want you to begin to read that. There's a book called The Book of Kemet, and if you can go back and search the show that I did with Siba Haru Alkebulan over the Hetepu Network, we went on this search for the Book of Kemet. It really does exist. And inside that book, they give accounts. They give accounts about how in ancient times these things were settled and how they were handled. Who handled them? What was the outcome? They speak about the oracles. They speak about the works that I do as well. They speak about the work that you do. They even speak about pride. They speak about it so you could hear it, so you can see the language. It can help to bring that ancient and that spiritual DNA so you can get your full upgrade and you can release yourself of that. Release yourself of that, because once you begin to do your work here and you begin to move yourself forward, what it's the past life is going to come up to you next is you're going to be in the past life that really has to do with innocence. Just being in that place of innocence. And that's a beautiful past life for you, because in that particular past life, you were a woman. And in that particular past life, just so many beautiful things happened for you. And that's the energy that will be coming online after you begin to work through this. So I know you will.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love. And let me
Thank
know
you.
How it's going. And yeah,
I definitely
yeah, yeah.
will.
I will. And please talk to your uncle. Talk to your uncle.
Okay.
Talk to him. All right. Hold the line. Hold the line. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. We're Sacred Lessons of the Akashic Records in the premier files here. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's stroll down. It's literally so many of you guys. Like, hold on. Wow. Let's go to the caller. Calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. 440, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
And Ms. Blue, this is Explicit.
Okay, greetings to you, Explicit.
Ooh, it's been a minute. I wanted to tell you first and foremost that Spirit Quest we did tonight was awesome and totally relaxed me, which I definitely need at this time.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Glad to know, glad to know.
Yes, I would like an Akashic Record reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so talk to me, Explicit, about what's going on right now.
Well, for the last few days, I've been calming down from a certain situation that's been going on for 5 years. I've brought it up before.
Already, it's okay. It's okay. You ain't say no more. We'll talk about it. Here's the thing, you guys. I am doing Akashic Record readings, but it does require a level of responsibility for me. So some people may not get an Akashic Record reading, just depending on where they are on their journeys. And that's cool, too. But, yes, no, hold on, because I've seen it already, and I want to tell you about this particular.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I want to tell you about this particular. I want to tell you about this particular past life. In this particular past life, Explicit, I want to take you, take you to early times and what we know now as England to be. This is kind of early times in England. I'm going to say it feels like, and I really hate to give out time frames, but it feels like it could be somewhere around between the 1400, it feels like it could be somewhere between 15 and 1700s, maybe 1800s, in there, in that particular time frame. Okay, so in this particular past life, you were a woman, and in this particular past life, you had a family. And in this particular past life, you and your family, you guys kind of lived on what looks like, feels like a farm, kind of like a farm kind of terrain. But what ended up happening is that your husband, I'm going to make a long story short, but your husband ended up being a spy.
What in the world?
Yeah, you found out your husband was a spy, and because of that, you became extremely angry, because what happened is he got caught in what he was doing, and so therefore you and the children, your whole family was kind of held captive because of what he was doing, and you became very angry because you felt like it was unfair and that he had really breached trust boundaries. Because there were so many things that you just didn't know about him that he did. And literally, you got yourself in a place where you hated him. To really, your whole drive about getting out the situation was really for you to go track him down and to kill him yourself. And that was a big part of what you did, is you found him. You know, because they couldn't find him. And you wanted him to feel, it's making sense now. You wanted him to feel the pain and torture that you felt, that your children, that he put the whole family through. You were so angry. You were so angry with him that you almost killed him. You didn't kill him. Good thing you didn't. But you almost killed him. But you turned him in. You found him. And you turned him in. You turned him in. You turned your own husband in. And you were very angry. And you ended up living the rest of that entire life not trusting anyone. This is even why now in these situations that you're dealing with right now, these situations about somebody crossing fucking boundaries, I could tell you already, that's what it's about. Because you don't play when it comes to that shit.
Right.
That's what it's about. That you're angry. When you look at the core, when you look at the essence of it, it's about how could you, how dare you do that to me? You still with me?
Yes.
Yeah. And oddly enough, this is not an isolated, this is not an isolated situation. You've kind of been dealing with these situations of boundaries being crossed all your life.
Yes, yeah, I can say that.
Yeah. It seems like no matter what path you take, there's a motherfucker out there that want to cross boundaries. But let me tell you what has happened as a result of it. You decided that that's not going to be no more. So now you're the person crossing the fucking boundaries.
Yep. I can't admit that yet.
Yeah. You're the one. You're the one that say, I'm that motherfucking chick. I'll do it. I'll go do it. You think nobody won't say shit to you? Oh, I'll say some shit to you. I'll do it. I'll cross that boundary. I'll do that. Oh, you told me something you didn't want to be told? Fuck you. I told it. Yes, I did it. Now what? Now what? What you gonna do now? You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mhm. But here's the part nobody don't know, that deep down inside, after it's all said and done, you kind of beat yourself up for doing it. But in your mind, you feel like it was either you or me. Shit, somebody was going to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, here's what I need you to do. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the records, like I said, it's instantaneous. See, you getting this damn lesson right now. You ain't got to, you know, this ain't some shit you got to ponder on for the next 30 years. You ain't got to do that. You got it. You got the lesson. You understand where this shit came from. And now you definitely understand why you talk about don't trust women. You shit, a man? Oh, you don't trust his ass as far as you can look at him. You don't trust his ass. Oh, hell no, you ain't trusting no man.
Oh my God. I didn't know. Oh man. That makes so much sense.
So.
Dang.
Yes. I want you to understand.
Oh my God.
Why it's so important for you to get this lesson right now explicit. Because, see, the beautiful thing about the records and the beautiful thing about the Akashic records is you've been instantly upgraded. That was instant. You'll be thinking about this shit next week. You'll be like, well, but wait a minute, Miss Blue, hold up. I want to ask you something. And you will have what I call a DNA explosion, where you'll be walking down the street or doing something, and you'll have a flash of that past life, and you're going to say, damn, that makes so much sense now. I get it. Often people tell me after their Akashic Record readings, they start to have dreams, and they go back into that life. They dream all the things about that life. They go back in. They can feel all of those things about that life, all of that. But I want to tell you something, and I want to take you back before this life. Okay?
All right.
And this is why it's important for you to get your shit together. I cannot stress this to you enough.
Oh my.
So yes. Glad. I'm so glad I'm doing these premiere files here tonight so that you can get this. And it's really divine for everyone who gets on the line. I cannot tell you guys that. I am literally holding the tears back because it is such an energetic experience that I cannot explain to you being in the premiere files. But one of the things I want to say to you explicit is before this particular life, you actually... Well, let's go back prior to that life. Prior to this life, another life prior to this life of coming here, what you ended up wanting to do is that you wanted to come back here to be a performer, to sing, to be a singer. So you sat in on classes. See, this is making sense to me now. You sat in on classes. And you were able to listen to, study with, and be connected with Billie Holiday.
Oh my God. Damn, I just took a jazz class last semester, and I looked at her, I'm like, look, she looks so familiar to me.
Yes.
She just looked, I'm like, damn.
That was one of your teachers coming into this life. Matter of fact, it was one of your lessons that you took in between lives before coming back here. So Billie Holiday, she was there. She was your main teacher. You had many that taught you about singing and being able. And so when people hear your voice and they hear that rhythm, it's one of those things that take them back to that era, and it captivates them in a way they've never been captivated before. So she is your divine teacher that you chose in between lives to encode that in your DNA to wake it up for what you're doing here. So you're actually moving out. You've had many chances. See, you've had many past lives, like I said, many of the people I've done reading for. So you've had many chances to move away from this energy and to bring you back to what your divine work is. What you said, when I come back, this is what I want to do. And so it's time, because you're one of those origin chicks. You got that energy. It's around you. You see, but you had to understand about all the anger you had. And so I know tonight will help you to wake that up and to begin to take more seriously into your heart this energy about what you coded yourself for coming back here to be your work, and how you begin to open people up and how you begin to raise their consciousness and their frequency, because it's through that art of music. It is through that art of you singing and through your voice. You got to do it. But see, you got to let go of that anger, because there's going to be a man that's going to end up being your manager, and he's going to take your ass. When I tell y'all there are some billionaires and millionaires here, he's going to take your ass, and we all going to be sitting back saying, watching you on TV saying, is that explicit? Now, we done seen that chick before. I know I done heard that chick somewhere before. So it's there for you to step into this energy, and now more than ever, it's calling you. You got confirmations all around you. It is calling you. It is definitely calling you to do that work. Yeah.
Right. Because that's all I've been thinking about lately. I'm just like...
There you go.
I like them in college, but still, like...
There you go.
It's almost like... Yeah, it's almost been like, fuck that shit, man. I mean, like... I can't even barely focus. I mean, like, damn. I'm like, damn. What the hell am I here? I understand damn family done gone since God knows when, but, like, I mean... Why my ass here? I ain't y'all did it already? For real. For real, man.
I love it. And I just cannot wait to see the more magic that you bring and that you keep bringing down and bringing out. So, you know, let that understand, get a good understanding about that past life of where all your anger has been manifested from, and let that go. Let that go, because that's just taking you off of your real work here. That lesson was for you to really hold that anger. Some of it has been a self-protection mechanism for you. So it's kept you out of certain places. It's kept you from doing things. But now you're ready. You're ready to upgrade. You've been upgraded. So it's time for you to go get it. Go get it, girl.
Hey.
All right, explicit. Peace and love. And yes, right, meet you, Polymar. I want my first, no, I don't want my first autograph CD. I want front row, backstage, you know, I want all of that.
You got it.
I want the shout out. I want all of that.
Definitely.
All right, peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, wow, the premiere files, you guys. Wow, that was beautiful to be able to do that. Explicit has been a part of the Remix family, so that was super awesome. This is why I love what I do so much. All right, we're going to go. We're going to go to the next caller, and I'm just going to jump around here, calling caller number 510. I don't know what you are. Calling in from area code 7187, because it's a lot of you. 7187, you're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hello.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Marisol.
Okay, say it again, because I can't hear you.
Marisol.
Okay, greetings to you, Marisol.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Why are you acting all scared? She like she hides.
Because I'm like, oh my god, because you said there was a lot of 718s, and I'm like, is it me? No. So I'm calling because I wanted to know about the past life, but what's been kind of on my head is like, I've been feeling kind of to this point where I feel like a lot of stuff in my life is, if it's not, like, stable, it's just getting there. Like, it's where I want it to be. But there's one area that I can never get to that point.
Yeah,
and that's one. And then the other thing was something that I've been wanting to ask you is about my father. I just want to know, he passed away, so I wanted to know if he's around, if he's well. And, like, in this particular area that I'm talking to you about, what would he say to me, or what if he's, like, there, you know, if he's trying to say something to me, because that's the person that I always go to for advice. So.
Well, I will tell you this. You know, sometimes with spirits, like, right now, I just have, like, my whole room is like, it's standing room only with y'all spirits, ancestors all over here. So, you know, sometimes they jump out. Sometimes they come forward. Sometimes they do, like, the other sister's uncle just be shouting shit at me and saying, tell them this, tell them that. Okay, your father was kind of like a quiet kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he? I mean, he wasn't one of these real loud kind of dudes, you know. He talked, of course, don't get me wrong. But he really was kind of one of those, he was a thinker. Your daddy was a big-time thinker.
Yeah.
He was a thinker. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, he's here. and he's listening. And, you know, but he didn't do, you know, like the sister's uncle. He didn't jump up and run all over. He didn't do all that. He just said, I'm right here, Miss Blue. I'm right here. And interesting enough, your father's, where's your, because he's talking about where he's originally from. Where's he originally from?
Nicaragua.
Ah, okay, okay, because he a different kind of brother. That's why he doing that. All right, I got you. Okay, because he's telling me where he's from. Like, he does that because of where he's from. I'm like, okay, he got a little bit of manners. It's where he's from. And, you know, it's kind of two things that your father is telling you at this particular time. And I want you to understand this, because this does have a lot to do with what's going on right now, because this is dealing with relationships right now. Your dad's trying to tell me the whole story now. I'm sorry. Let me be serious. Okay. Yeah, so I'm listening to you and I'm listening to him, so I'm going to tell you a couple of things that happen, okay? Well, your father is saying to you that he wants you to remember what he told you about when a man really loves a woman, things that he would do and things that he won't do. Okay, and I want to talk to you about this because your dad is making some kind of gesture, and I think what he's saying is that a man who loves you will never put his hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making any sense to you? You got to tell me. This is your daddy now.
That if a man loved me, he wouldn't put his hands on me?
Yes. Do you know what that means when we say a man? Do you know what that?
Like,
do you even
like to hit you?
Like to hit you, to threaten to hit you, to threaten to harm you, to threaten
yeah,
to
yeah,
do anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. How does that relate to your relationship? Because this is what he's saying.
I'm not getting hit or anything like that. It's just I feel. My first relationship where he actually got to meet the person, that relationship almost went to that point, but I got away from that.
Okay.
And that was, I got away from that just before he died.
He passed away. Yeah. Because the other thing he's telling me is that you need to move. See, these daddies and uncles are just saying the shit. He said, move, move. Do you know what that means? When he said move, you need to move.
No, and the only thing I'm thinking is like to move on, but I don't know.
You don't want to move on.
Is I feel like I'm stuck in a place with that. Like it's I feel like I'm getting there to that point where I can, but I'm scared of what would happen if I do. I guess.
Scared of what?
I'm scared that there's a lot of things that maybe that I won't be with someone or because I want children.
Right.
So I get scared of all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, your father's telling you that you need to move. You need to move. And that love, if that is the love, will find you. That love will find you. He will do the things that he needs to do because at this particular time in the relationship, it's kind of one-sided when it comes to certain areas of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes financially.
Mm-hmm.
So your daddy's showing me, he like basically saying, this nigga don't contribute no money to nothing. Hey. I'm just telling you what he's saying. I'm just telling you what he's saying. Now, hey, if that's your daddy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your father is saying, you know, you know, you got to ask yourself, what is it? What is it there? He's not supporting you where you need to be supported at.
Yeah.
And you know that. This is what he's saying. You know that. You know he's not supporting you where you needed to be supported at.
Yeah.
And you're scared to tell your mama the truth about all of this.
Wow.
See, your daddy's telling me. He says she's scared to go tell her mama the truth because she know what her mama's going to start fussing and running her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This your daddy telling you this.
Yeah.
And he loves you. He's around you. He's there with you. He says he sees you looking at his picture all the time. He says don't look for him. There's no need to look for him. He's not lost. He's fine. He's doing well. He's good. And he's grabbing his chest. What happened to him? Was it something with his heart?
No. He hurt himself.
Yeah, but eventually what ended up his leaving was his heart stopped. Was his heart stopped, but he's fine. He said he's doing so well. He's even been able to go back to Nicaragua where he wanted to go visit and do some things. He's fine. He checks on all of you guys. Yes, yes, yes. So Daddy's there, giving you love. He wants you to be loved the way that you deserve to be loved. But you have to begin to start taking this love inside of yourself. It's so critical that you begin to do it.
Yeah.
That you begin to really just, you know, those matters of the heart can be very, very tough. And this is why we did, myself and Brother Bilal, the love seminar, 7 layers of affection, to begin to understand those things. Because it's real easy to say that you need to love yourself. That's so easy to say. And people say that. But there's a process to getting to learn how to love yourself.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's a process to that. And it's not even that the person that you're with right now, it's not even that they don't love you. It's that there are some things that they're dealing with too. And then you've taught them how to love you. You've taught them what Marisol accepts and what Marisol doesn't accept. You've taught them through how you love yourself. That's how we teach other people how to love us, how we treat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to begin to understand what your birthright is and focus on that. Love is not anything any of us should be searching for because we are love.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can recognize that you are truly love, you won't ever have to go search for it again. It will come to you. It will show up with you. You will know it's there. Not that it won't be challenging, because soul relationships are some of the most challenging ass fucking relationships that you'll ever be in your life. So you have to be wise about not only how we care for our mates and people that we're in these relationships with, but we have to be mindful. We have to be focused about how we care for ourselves in these relationships.
Yeah.
We have to be very, very mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you thinking that if you don't do this, if you don't do exactly what he says or what they ask of you, that somehow they're going to stop loving you, then that will let you know that the person didn't truly fucking love you at all. Because if it only took just those little things for a person to fall the fuck out of love with you and to not want shit to do with you, then they never loved you at all. All right?
Yes.
All right, sweetie. Well, much love to you. And I want you to begin to work on that, work on those things. If you get a chance, go over and take a look at the digital rituals. It's some really good things there, just some beautiful tools to help you, when, especially when it comes to that area of love.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. And your daddy is, he with you. He with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace and love. Hold on. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see, calling in from, gosh, I don't even know. I'm going to jump around. Calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix, 706. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Wow, this is really an honor to be talking to you.
Likewise, who's on the line, please?
And my name is Kingdom, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, you're calling from Florida. Oh, you from Miami. Okay.
Yeah.
Kingdom from Miami. Yes.
I have been listening to you for 1 year, and never called. And for some reason, I just said, let me talk to her tonight. And I kept on praying in my heart that you will answer my line. And thank God you have, you know.
And I did. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
I just don't believe that I'm talking to you. Oh, my God.
Well, that's beautiful. It really is an honor. I do cherish everyone who comes into Planet Remix and to be able to connect with you guys, and especially because the work that we do here is really, it really is soul work. You know, it's soul food. It really is. It's, you know, it's soul food, so it's beautiful. So tell me, Kingdom, what's going on for you? You're over there doing all your little, you know, salutations and everything to get on the line, and now you're here. That's been answered for you. So what's for you?
Oh, my God. Tears are coming in my eyes. I don't know where to begin. It's just that I've been doing a lot of stuff. As you see, my name has been changed. You know, it's Kingdom now. And
okay. Hold that thought for me, Kingdom. It's somebody showing up here for you. And I just want to kind of talk about it for a minute. Let me ask you a question. This looks like this could be almost like a sister. someone that could have been a sister or maybe a aunt or someone you were close to, like a sister or aunt, who transitioned?
Yeah, I would say there's only two of them that transitioned, and they were really close to me, truly loved me.
Okay.
She could have been my cousin. My cousin.
She could have been your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was a little older than you, maybe about 10 or 11 years older than you?
Yes.
Okay, this is her. Yes. She's like, Miss Blue, say 10 or 11, 11, 11. I'm like, okay. All right, so this is her, and she's there with you. She's all around you. And, wow, this is really, really beautiful because, this is really, really beautiful. She's so excited. She's jumping up and down. She's doing all kinds of things. And she said she's so proud of you. She's so happy for you because I see that she passed away. It had something. Did she have some female issues going on with her?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is her because she's like kind of, you know, telling me, but, not, you know, she kind of like Miss Blue, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, all right. Okay, so, yeah, she said she's so proud of you because she definitely know that you've helped her understand where she's carried a lot of her hurt and her pain. And that was a big part of how things manifested in her body for her. And she's glad that you're doing your work so that you don't have to hold a lot of things that hurt you so much inside and the pain that you feel.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Yeah. So she is. And the other thing, you know, she has this beautiful, gorgeous, I wish I could take a picture, bird that is with her. She has a beautiful, he's full of colors, and she has this gorgeous bird with her. So I don't know what her connection with birds are, or you two maybe have an understanding about it, but it's a beautiful bird with her. I've never seen anything like it. It is simply gorgeous. She has a beautiful bird with her. And, okay. So she says a lot of times she sends her messages to you when you hear the birds. That's her sending messages to you as well, too. She wants you to think about her. And one of the things that she's doing in the spirit world is she's training birds to send out divine messages across the planet. So she just told me what she does. Yeah, so that's what she does.
Okay. It makes sense. No wonder I've been seeing birds come into my window, my house, on and off the patio.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, I didn't understand that. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's it. So that's what she does. She said she trains birds to send out spiritual messages, and she is there. And even though she said she wouldn't call herself conscious, but right before she was making her transition, she was kind of becoming even more conscious. Like she was recognizing she was conscious, like if that makes sense to you. And so she said she is super, super excited. Okay, so let's get back to you. But I wanted to let you know because she's here and she just stepped up with this beautiful bird. Like, Miss Blue, you need to tell us about me. And once again, where is she originally from?
She was originally from the islands, the Caribbean, but she...
It's a lot of it's a whole lot of our island Caribbean ancestors here with me. I mean, they cooking up food. They doing all kinds of stuff around here. They got on all these clothes. They doing these dances. I hear these music playing. I mean, it's a whole lot.
Yeah.
From the islands, all of these islands, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Nicaragua, you know, the Caribbean, all of the Caribbeans, like they all here. I mean, really. they are here. I promise y'all. I smell curry chicken, all kinds of stuff cooking up, all kinds of stuff. So, okay, so let's get back to you because I want you to know that first of all, I want to welcome you to the remix. Welcome to Planet Remix. It's an honor that you found this place and at a beautiful time. Because one of the things that sort of kind of led you on this conscious quest for yourself is that you're searching for joy. That's what you want. You want joy. You kind of like joy and pain. That's what you're searching for. I want some joy, Miss Blue. I got to have joy in my life. I got to find it. Is that what you're searching for? And it's a beautiful time because this is actually impacting you from a past life. And this search that you have for joy. And not only do you want to have joy, you want to spread joy to other people, particularly when it comes to young people. You want to be able to share that joy with them and help them find joy and be able to cultivate that joy within themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you do by chance? Tell me more about that.
What do I do as far as, what do you mean?
As in life, what do you do? What do you do?
My career?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a web developer.
You're a web developer. That's interesting that you're a web developer. I can see that. I can see that, but I also see you dreaming, because you dream a lot. You know, while you developing websites, you dreaming about all kinds of shit. You all over the place. You on other planets, other worlds, seeing other things.
And I'm also an author. I'm a writer and author, and I'm a poet as well.
Mm-hmm. And a poet. Wow. So tell me the title of one of your books.
Wonderful Words of Love, Tell Them to Me Again.
Wonderful Words of Love, Tell Them to Me Again. I told you you were searching for joy. So here's what I want you to know is that in a past life, you actually, in this particular past life, you were in what would be considered ancient Peru. And oddly enough, you have a very large soul group that comes from that particular area of Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And in that ancient past life when you were in Peru, your husband and your family, I would say, because it was bigger than your husband, they used to have slaves. They used to have female slaves that used to do the work. And you were very mean to the women.
Mm.
You were very mean. Very mean to the women. But it wasn't just because you wanted to. It was because of, a big part of it was because of your family you were in and because your husband demanded that either you did what he said or he would put you out there like the slaves, the women slaves he had, doing the work on the land, doing the work in the factories, doing the work making the different drinks and the different brews and all kinds of things. Matter of fact, he was also a shaman. Interesting enough, he was more of one of the community shamans where he did things in the community, but he had a family. Most shamans didn't have a family, but he did. He did. And what ended up happening is there was a situation where one of the women, who was actually married and had a family, was trying to escape. And she begged you not to tell because she wanted to go back. One of her children were sick and dying, and she begged you, please do not tell because they will kill me. And even though you told her that you would not tell, you led them to exactly where she was and where she was trying to escape.
Yeah.
And so they did catch her and they did kill her. And after that, even though you continued this life, there was some sadness that was inside of you that you couldn't shake, that you just could not shake, that you would participate and something like this. And I want to talk to you guys about something here because I don't want you to get something misconstrued. Past lives are not all about negative things. They're not. But they are about life-changing things. And usually those are the ones that make an impact. The good thing is we're not just our past lives. We're our past lives, our life now, and also our future. We're talking about these because I know as divinely chosen, as hundreds of you that are on the phone lines, that whoever comes on this line is not only an example for yourself, but your entire soul group that you decided to come back to this planet for. So these examples are definitely those that are going to be those that are really, really, really out there. But I want you to see that even in the Akashic Records, even down to the premier files, you will see the essence of things so you can see how these things begin to bring themselves. So now, that particular past life, you really ended up living a very sad life, so much so that you came back with a frown. And I want you to think about one of the things that people always tell you. They say to you, smile.
Yes.
Haven't you heard that before?
Yes, Mom, because you have a beautiful smile.
That's right. You have a beautiful smile. But see, in this particular past life, one of the things that you're searching for is joy. And that's why everywhere you go, people love to be around your energy. You don't even have to say anything or do anything. They just love your company because your energy is so uplifting. It's so loving. It's so caring. And even though I know you think you're searching for love, I know you think you're searching for joy. That's not it. You're really here for a bigger purpose. And that purpose is to help others smile in a big way. Mm-hmm. Through your work, through your writing, you're really here to be a teacher to those, to really share those stories that you have yet to write down. I know you're an author, but those stories that you kind of say, nah, that's a little far out there. I don't know if I'm going to put that down.
That is true. I've been saying that. I don't know if I should write that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I should put that. Yes, you need to put those stories down.
Okay.
That's a big part of your work, and to begin to share that work, particularly when it comes to women and young girls. Particularly when it comes to them. So detach yourself away from thinking that somehow you came back into this life and you coated yourself with misery and sorrow and darkness, because that's not what it is. So this is why the records, the premier files, are so critical in understanding, because you're here for completely the opposite of what you think you're searching for. You're here for joy, but not just the joy for yourself, but joy to spread to your whole entire soul group.
Mm-hmm.
So your joy is not just for you. Your joy is truly for you to share that joy with others. So begin to start writing that blog that you keep saying you're going to do and never do. Begin to start putting that information out there and putting those stories. Ah, yeah, I'm in your files.
Wow, okay.
So begin to do that. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. Detach yourself away from worrying about money. Detach yourself away from worrying how you're going to be able to take care of that. Detach yourself away from all of those things. Because once you start to sit in that seat of joy and recognize that you're here for a much, much greater purpose, then all of those things will become a natural flow for you. They'll begin to open up for you. And you won't have to worry about any of those things again.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yes, yeah. So I will start working on my blog. I will start doing that.
Yes. Make sure you send me a link.
Yes. Yeah. I will do that.
Yes. And your cousin is around you. You have many ancestors that are around you, but your cousin is around you. And like I said, she has that beautiful bird. I wish I could draw. I would draw a picture of how gorgeous this bird is with her. But that's what she is. She's there, and she's doing training as a messenger in the spirit world. And she's sending out spiritual divine messages. She helps to train the birds to send those messages out to our loved ones all over the planet.
Yeah, I'm glad she's well because I never stopped thinking of her ever,
oh,
you know?
Yeah. This chick is so well. This chick done been all over the place. She said she is so well, honey.
Yeah, she is so well.
Oh, yeah, she's well. And she wants you to give her love to the whole family. The whole family. Yeah.
Okay. I will tell them even the most of them things. You know, I'm probably nuts, but I'll tell them.
Yeah. Who, someone kind of close to her has a birthday coming up, too. Who is that? Do you know?
Someone kind of close.
Somebody has a birthday because she's saying that she's going to be at the celebration. I don't know what it is, but just kind of take it with you. You may want to talk it over with the family, and maybe something will come up or kind of jive you and let you know that what she's talking about, she's going to be at the celebration. So there's a celebration that's going to be going on sometime this month. So she said she's going to be there. Yeah.
Okay. I will send you those links by email, okay?
Okay, beautiful. I'll be looking for them.
Yes, and which email works the best for you?
Send it to questionforblue. Yeah, that always works. questionforblue@gmail.com, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will do that, Ms. Blue.
All right, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
And you too, Ms. Blue, and it was such an honor. My goodness, I'm going to tell everyone, guess what, I spoke to Ms. Blue. Could you believe that? It's like, I'm your number one, you know, I'm a fan of yours, and I'm number one. And to me, you like, oh, my God, it's like talking to one of, like, my favorite people, like Oprah or something, to me tonight. You made my week, I'm telling you. Because this is such an amazing opportunity for me to get able to talk to you, really. It's an honor. So.
Likewise. Okay. Oh, peace and love to you. Thank you so much. Peace and love. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Sacred lessons of the Akashic Record, everyone. I want to take this time to just share with you guys that as you get ready to go about your day, whether it's day or night or wherever you are on the planet and beyond, I want you to just take some time and just kind of set yourself, you know, be able to sit down in your heart and just be able to take that in and recognize where we are right now. The Premier Files are so sacred to me. It's so special to me. I'm truly honored and glad that Brother Bilal suggested that I do the show tonight and do these readings from the Premier Files to be able to give you guys sort of a peek inside of that and to let you know. I am going to start doing the Premier File readings again. I don't know when. You will be the first to know, though. I will tell you. So I want to let you guys know that. So I do, because I do understand, you know, and that's what Brother Willow was saying, how necessary it is at this particular time just for all of our helping and just for all of our healing and just for all of the things that we are doing. Because as we have so many different past lives, what's happening now is that even if you've had a past life reading, you've already moved past that, a lot of you, because of the work that you're putting in. And so there's other things that are coming up in other lives, just like you heard Griffin, because Griffin has had all of those readings, but he's in a different place. And that's powerful to be able to see that transformation, to see how it's happened, to see where we are with it, to see what level you've become at and where you're at, and to begin to really, truly merge all as one together. So It's an honor. It's a joy. Anytime I get to be in the Premier Files, and who better to do it with than with my soul group, you guys right here, live on Planet Remix, for us to do that here. I really, 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 from my heart to you guys' heart, I love these shows when we're able to do them at this level and be able to share, because I know it's helping so many people on their path and on their journey, on their soul journey, as they continue to grow and evolve themselves here while we're growing up on planet Earth. So, I want to invite all of you to make sure you leave a comment. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. All of the links are available here. Don't forget to go download the app if you have a smartphone or Android phone, or you could go to the iTunes market. Leave a comment on iTunes. Leave a comment over on the Remix Facebook page. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can send me an email at questionforblue. And we'll see you guys back here next Sunday night, live in the Remix. I love you guys so much. This has been super amazing. Let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear more about the exercise we did to open up all of the energy centers. We'll be doing more of that. So I'll see you guys back here Friday night. See the rest of you in Self-Invested. And, just keep it magical and keep it rooted in love, because after all, love is the only thing that's real. Only thing that's real here is love. So peace and love to all of you guys out there, and much love, warm spirit, and see you guys next week live in the Remix. Peace and love as we get ready to get out of here. I don't know. Should we play something on our way out? Should we hear something? Should we do something? I see all of you guys still on, hundreds of you still on the phone lines here, and let's see something. Let's hear something. As we get ready to go out, I want to play one of my favorite songs. We'll listen to that on the way out, okay? Much love to you guys.
I just thought I can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your lap, I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms, I can stay there.
I can see. La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.